part one. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense
with John and Scott. AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is episode 69, part one.
69, John.
That's
you ever
right.
think we'd make it to 69?
No.
69, did you ever think?
Dudes? No.
Like, I walked right over that.
I'm sorry.
Did you ever think that we would 69, John?
We would 69? No, I never thought that for a minute. Disgusting. Anyway, yeah, we're back after another grueling week of...
Just gruel.
Gruel. Yeah. What is gruel?
I don't know. It's like something you eat, right?
That's I guess.
Horrible.
Horrible. Horrible.
It's horrible.
Jesus Christ! Haven't we heard enough about the... Have you heard about all this bullshit, the Jesus camp?
Jesus camp, yeah. I've seen that everywhere. Jesus
yeah,
camp.
You didn't see that movie yet, did you?
No, I saw a preview for it, though. It's funny, they got a cardboard cutout of the W.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and he's a big influence on Jesus camp.
Oh, figures.
That recovering alcoholic cocaine addict. Whose dad paid for him to go to college.
69, dudes! Whose dad what? What?
Paid for him to go to college. Not only that, but paid for his grades, because there's no way that chimp could have even gotten a C in any class.
Right.
Any class, John.
Right.
Except maybe gymnastics, or no, not gymnastics, cheerleading, because he was a cheerleader.
All male Yale.
At Yale.
How do I turn this damn phone down?
What phone?
I don't know. I don't want it to ring down
well,
here.
Well, I had a really shitty week, John.
You did? Why?
Monday, we had practice.
Yeah?
Practice went pretty well. I leave practice. I'm driving home. I'm a block from my house.
Yeah.
I get pulled over.
No.
Yeah. Cop comes over. He got to be like 22, maybe 23. Do you know why I pulled you over, sir? No. Well, you ran a red light.
What?
I didn't run a red light. I've run red lights before. You know when it's yellow and then it turns red?
Yeah.
You know? I can make it and then it turns red.
Yeah.
And then I say to myself, boy, I really blew that. I ran right through that red light. But this time, it was yellow. It was yellow. It was yellow. I went through the intersection. Maybe three quarters of the way through, it turns red.
Yeah.
This guy said it was solid red before I entered the intersection.
What?
How are you going to argue with the cop, you know? Well, no, it wasn't.
You can. It's his word against yours when you go to court.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to go to court.
Say, prove it.
Prove it.
Prove I did that.
Prove
can
it.
Can you prove it?
You can't prove it.
You
so
can't.
So my week starts off all shitty. And I thought the guy would go back and he'd look at my record and see that I haven't had a ticket
it's a wonderful
in my entire
citizen.
Life in the state of Illinois.
No, he saw where you live.
And he would say, okay, hey, you know, maybe I'm wrong. I'm only 20 fucking two. Maybe I made a mistake. But no, he writes me a ticket.
20 fucking two.
So now I gotta either go to court... Pay it.
Excellent!
Or pay it and go to class, safety class.
Fuck
like
that.
Two nights a week.
That's such a waste of taxpayers' money.
And it's such a damn joke.
Just send them a flyer that's or what would be better is just to have you write 100 times, I will not speed.
Yeah, let me do that. I didn't speed.
Or whatever.
You know what pisses me off, too, on the ticket?
I did not go through the red light.
Here's what it says on the ticket. Disobeyed red light.
disobeyed?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Disobeyed?
Like I purposely. You were fucking red light. I'm gonna disobey that.
I told you to stop.
I'm gonna go right through that red light.
Oh my god!
It's a bunch of shit.
No doubt.
Piss me off. So then, get this. Then
I'm getting it.
Then on Tuesday, we had a financial transaction that had to occur, and part of the financial transaction.
This is Monday.
This is Monday night.
Wow.
I got the ticket. Then Tuesday, financial transaction has to occur, right?
Yeah.
Faxes, timing, everything's timed. Faxes, signatures, notary, all that crap, right?
Yeah.
And guess what? I need a state, some sort of state identification for this to occur.
What?
But I can't. I don't have it because I gave my license to the
oh,
cop.
Oh, no.
When did cops start taking licenses? I thought they didn't do that anymore. I gave him my license thinking he's going to give it back to me. And then he comes back and he gives me a ticket. I'm like, well, where's my license?
You had a bond card.
Yeah, I had a bond card, which I forgot about. Yeah, so the wife gave me an earful about that.
Oh,
so
man.
Now I got to find my passport, right?
Yeah.
And because I live in like 20 different places right now. I spend at least 2 hours looking for that thing. Can't find it. So the wife has to leave work. In 2 minutes, she finds the passport. So we were able to make the financial transaction occur.
Well, that's good.
But during the week, you know, I was thinking about this. During the week, all this shit was just, it was just a horrible week. Nothing went my way. Nothing went my way. Right?
Right.
And then on Wednesday, it's raining. And I'm driving. Emma's in the back seat. I'm driving. I come around a corner, and I'm looking at my iPod or something. And I look up. Uh-oh. I need to stop. Because there's a car stopped at a red light.
No.
So I slam on the brakes. The wheels immediately lock, and I start skidding. And there's no way I'm going to stop before I hit this car.
Yeah.
So I check my rear view and my side view really quickly. Let up on the brakes a split second just so I could turn my wheels to get in the other lane, cut some guy off, slam on the brakes again, and I skid right before I go into the intersection. I stop.
Oh.
It was the most beautiful move in the history of driving of all time.
I thought my move on the expressway that one night when we were coming home and I went through all the barricades, went around them. You remember
was I
that?
With you?
Yeah, we went down to the Viaduct Theater. And this a-hole wouldn't let me get over. So I went, and I went around the right of the barricades, all those blinking, flashing lights, and went around them, and then came back into the lane. And you went, that's the most impressive display of driving I've ever seen!
Until Wednesday.
Until you experienced your own.
Until Wednesday.
Did you wet yourself?
I didn't, and I was pumped after that move. I was full of testosterone, and then I remembered Emma was in the back seat. Yeah, Emma, we don't have to mention this to Mommy. I don't even think she knew what was going on, though, so that's cool.
That's all right. I get, when I come home, the kids, how they rat me out, they say, Mom, did you know Dad's a race car driver? And then it's over right there. Then, oh, well, explain how Dad's a race car driver. And then it's all over.
Well, the shit keeps happening. Shit keeps happening. And before this happened on Wednesday, I started thinking, you know, I think God is testing my non-faith. I think he's testing my non-faith with these series of shit that's happening to me. But then on Wednesday, I pulled this off with my own abilities. I made this impressive. First, I made the stupid mistake of getting myself in the situation. But then my cat-like reflexes and my evasive maneuvers, John, I got out of that situation. Because if I would have rammed into this car, if there was no way out of that situation and I rear-ended somebody,
yeah,
I would have thought, you know what? I need to start accepting Lord Jesus as my Savior.
Come on!
But I'm making a point here. This is how it happens. This is how a Tom Cruise gets into Scientology. This is how the W the born agains, get involved with Jesus, because there's a set of circumstances that happen, and it may only be over the course of a week, but the mind starts turning like, why is this fucking happening to me? Why does some cop pull me over when I did not go through a red light a block from my house? Why does this shit happen to me? Why? And it, the list goes on, right?
It could be they're listening to the show.
It could be. Could be the W listening to the show.
And they put you on a no-fly list.
But look at the W. just a failure, a complete failure at everything he does. You know his dad had to pay for his grades because the guy's a goddamn idiot.
Yeah.
He gets into business. Failure. Governor of Texas. Failure. The president. And all that time, drugs and coke and whatever. And who knows what? Alcohol. Who knows who he's screwing?
Right.
What he's doing? And at some point, he said to himself, God must be watching out for me. It's got to be God.
Yeah.
And I could easily see myself seriously contemplating accepting Jesus as my Savior if I had hit that guy in the back, if I had rear-ended him.
Yeah.
At least mulling it over in my head. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it'd be all over.
Not all over, no.
No.
No. Oh.
No.
Whew. But then you know what I did?
What?
I listened to Spike and Rachel's latest episode.
Yeah.
And Spike played some of the worst porn lines in the history of porn.
It set you straight.
And it set me straight, man. Got me back on track. I had it on in my car, and when I'd get to an intersection, I'd turn it down.
Really?
So nobody else could hear it. And I don't turn anything down.
Oh, that's funny.
How was your week?
It was rough, man. It was just a real busy week at work, but Friday we had those storms go through.
Oh, yeah.
And I was at work till past 7 o'clock.
Cleaning up?
Well, what happened was I saw it getting dark outside, and I was talking to somebody on the phone. And from my office, it's inside of the building. It's inside of a warehouse. But I can see windows that look out towards the sky, which are higher up on the building. And I could see it was getting dark. And I'm talking on the phone to somebody. And I said, boy, is it getting dark out? She's looking out a window directly towards the north. And she says, yeah, man. So I decided to click over to the weather.com, you know, website. And they're issuing a tornado warning for the area that I'm in. Mm-hmm. Somebody spotted a funnel cloud. It's coming towards our company. I said, well, there's a tornado warning issued for our area. And it was just issued about 15 minutes ago. And the stuff's coming towards us. So I hit the radar, and sure enough, everything's red. So I go downstairs out of my office. I bring together some people from the warehouse, and I said, hey, look, I need you to tell everybody that if there is a tornado or there's any sirens that go off, we have to go into this dock area because it's below ground.
Do you guys practice this stuff?
No.
No.
But we were going to practice it today. So Friday, so I said, I brought everybody together. I go, look, this is all we're going to do. Somebody will tell you, he'll give you a command over the intercom, or if that isn't working because the electrical goes out, we have three people. I instructed three people to round everybody up. You go to this section, you go to that section, get everybody, bring them over to the dock, and we'll go down into the dock. But, and they're, well, wait, what's going on? Well, there's just some bad weather in the area, and I just want to make sure everybody's clear on what to do. Because I'm not the person that's responsible, really, for the emergency.
Who is?
There's our IT guy.
He's never there.
Right. So, but they're my employees, so I'm responsible for them. So I said, don't worry about it. I'm going to go check on everybody up front. So I went up to the front of the office, and I said, you know, it's a good idea to get the receptionist out of there, get some people out of there. There's a tornado coming. Probably shouldn't go by the windows. While I'm up there, all of a sudden the alarm, the glass break alarm goes off in the building.
Whoa.
So I didn't even know the wind was really cranking up. So I go back to the warehouse and I see that the rain, it's going sideways and the trees are blowing everywhere. And I'm like, well, that's not too bad. It looks okay. And it's pretty heavy, but it kind of stops. So as it stops, I go outside and I'm looking up in the sky. And a funnel cloud, actually the cloud, it turns into like a donut, and it starts rolling and spinning, and it's rolling like a steamroller. But instead of twisting down to the ground, right above our building, it rolls into itself. So it kind of goes down and then back up again. Mm-hmm. And it's rolling, it's spinning, so it's basically a funnel cloud. We got rotation. And everybody's walking out and laughing. They're going to get in their cars. And I said, hey, you might want to stick around because there's another one coming. And I go, look up. There's a cloud right there. We got rotation. And then a guy from Oklahoma looks up and he says, yeah, you're right, man. Holy shit. We better get out of here. So they all get in their cars and take off. Well, round two starts. And all the big chunks of hail start going. I hear the sirens going off. And I just run back in the warehouse and I start whistling. In the dark now! And we gather everybody up. I'm running around the warehouse getting people. And a couple of other guys of mine are getting people. We get them all in the dock. I close all the doors. Okay, we're going to ride this out right here. And they got looks on their faces like, what the fuck? And then I see some woman come from the outside who works from the front office. She was trying to leave in the hailstorm.
Hmm.
So she comes out. And, oh, I forgot to tell you, just before that happened, this ominous green cloud starts coming over. And I could see the frontal boundary of it. And as it passes over, I could see it start rolling underneath and going and going. And kind of spinning, I go, oh, crap. But no wind or nothing. And then as it passes over, that's when the wind started. And that's when the hail and shit happened. So a downspout in the warehouse exploded open and water sprang in two different directions, 5 feet, 5 feet out. And it's just a spray everywhere. And we didn't have any squeegees or anything. So I jump in my car and I drive to Lowe's and get some squeegees in the middle of this deluge.
Real wrath of God.
Wrath of God stuff.
John.
Yeah. Cats and dogs living together. And I forgot the hydraulic cement to patch up this pipe. So I go back in the wrath of God shit. By the time I get out, the sun's coming out. So we get back and we squeegee everything up and we patch it and all that. And I give the instructions to the second shift supervisor. He's got my number and everything. And so Saturday I go to a Hawks game and we're in the skybox and a couple of the people I work with are there. And one of the girls that works there, she tells me the story where she's driving home. And as she's driving home, she parks under a tree and it's fucking lightning and thunder and real wrath of God stuff. The tree's howling. She figures, maybe I should back out and get away from this tree. You know, I've heard about lightning striking the tree. She pulls in this person's driveway. She's in this really expensive neighborhood. Pulls in the person's driveway, and then it's really getting crazy. And she's like, you know what? I got to get the fuck out of here. She goes to back up, and the tree is laying across the driveway. She can't get out. The whole tree.
Whoa.
So if she'd have stayed there, the tree would have landed on her car.
And she wouldn't be at the game.
Dead.
At the Hawks game there, John.
She gets out, knocks on the person's door, and says, hey, I know this sounds really weird, but can I come in here, and do you have a basement? Because there's a tornado, and there's a tree in your front yard, and I can't get out of the driveway. Oh, my God! God! And the woman lets her in. They go in the basement.
And is this leading into one of those, I thought it would never happen to me story?
No.
Oh.
Why?
I don't know. Those are always great stories.
Oh. No, but it's somebody.
You know, I've always read Penthouse for him, but I thought this would never happen to me.
But somebody we know. Yeah. Mutual friend of ours.
Oh.
That almost caught their death.
Wow. Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I forgot about that. Friday, I picked up the kids and we stopped at this place west of Edens to get some hot dogs. So I'm in west of Edens. I'm ordering the hot dogs and I look up and I see exactly the same thing that you're talking about. And it was like special effects that you see in movies.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like it. And the slow twist starts happening.
Yeah.
So I got him back in the car. We got home and Emma's asking me all these questions. Hey, is the tornado going to come? Are we going to die? Blah, blah, blah. So I'm trying
to know if they're going to die.
I'm trying to play it cool. No, everything's all right. Eat your hot dog. And then the hail starts coming down. And yeah. So I close all the windows. Oh, no, that's just hail. That's no big deal.
What the hail?
It's just like big ice balls.
Yeah.
It's not a problem. Just eat your hot dog. Just clam up. So we survived the great storm of 2006, John. And Rick called me. Rick called me and he said, hey, man, where are you at? I said, I'm in Skokie. He said, all right. I just heard a tornado touch down in Park Ridge. And it's on its way to Skokie.
I know. Rick is doing the play-by-play. My phone's ringing every 5 minutes. Hey, what's up? We're talking. I go, whoa. And he says, whoa, at the same time. I said, what? What? Did you see that? I saw it. Whoa, lightning? Yeah, I saw it too. Did you see that? Holy shit. God was farting.
It was pretty cool.
And then you call me, hey man, I just want to let you know they're putting windows at the studio.
All right. And, whatever
I'm
happened
like,
to
what
that?
What the fuck is he talking about? It's God is his wrath. The finger of God is about to flick me off the face of the earth. I don't care about windows.
Did you ever find out about that?
I went over there and they were putting in windows in the two units that are unoccupied.
Oh, unoccupied.
And I forgot to call them yesterday.
Because they had them, when I drove by, they had them set right outside of our window.
Oh, well, just to let the listeners know, Scott was driving past the studio and saw some people putting brand new windows in the adjacent offices and thought, hey, man, they're probably doing ours too. And of course, we have, you know, some equipment, nothing major.
Oh, it's major to be, John.
Oh, just tell everybody. Why don't you just tell them where it is, too?
I won't do that, no.
We had to blindfold Professor Tom.
That's right. We drove him over.
Put him in the Batmobile. So, yeah. So, yesterday we went to the Hawks game. Then we went to the Beacon to see a band, some friend of... Actually, it was our babysitter's boss's boyfriend's band.
Wow. Babysitter's boss's
boyfriend.
So your babysitter's boss is your wife. So your wife's boyfriend's band?
No. Our babysitter.
Yeah, her boss is your wife.
No.
Because she hires the babysitter.
No. In a regular job.
Oh, her regular job.
Babysitters do that full time.
I don't know. You could make a living doing that. Couldn't you?
I guess. I don't know if you can make a living. Part of a living.
The babysitter's boss, who's female.
Yeah.
Her boyfriend. And what's the name of the band?
One Night Stand.
One Night Stand. All right. And how were they?
And you know me. I don't like to rip on any musicians at all.
You don't?
You know, I don't. You do.
I do.
You
I
and Rick.
Love it.
It's uncomfortable.
I love to rip on other musicians.
Look at this fucking guy, man. He's going to suck. Look at this mullet.
That was the only time I was ever wrong.
And he goes up there like Yngwie, and he's like... So, the band wasn't too good. As a matter of fact, the drummer looked like he was having a fit while he was playing. And surprisingly enough, his drum sounded really good, but he just looked like he was laboring. at playing some of the easiest stuff I've ever heard.
Maybe that's his style.
Well, if his style includes, like, you know, doing a fill and then freaking out during the middle of the fill, which happens to me because I'm old now. I think it's some sort of interruption with my serotonin or something.
Mm-hmm.
The receptors, they're not transferring the information properly.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it has something to do with the pot and the years of the pot.
Maybe, could but, be. The guy from Cheap Trick, he's not getting any worse. Buddy Rich, he was playing the into his 60s and 70s, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Well, Cheap Trick isn't, he's playing like regular old shit. He's not playing anything really complicated.
Right.
Right. Now, Buddy Rich, on the other hand, my hero, although he's an a-hole.
Was an a-hole.
Yeah, was an a-hole. he rocks, man. Yeah, till he was way up there, yeah. He never did the drugs either, as far as I know.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Did he? Did you know something I don't?
I don't know. No. I just saw him on The Tonight Show. That's the only time I ever saw Buddy Rich.
So anyway, there were a couple tunes. They were like, oh, yeah, these guys are rocking. We walked in. I go,
they cover tunes or what?
Yeah, I said, if they're blues, honey, we're fucking out of there.
I hate that.
I don't want to hear another blues cover band. So, well, they were playing like Melissa Etheridge, and the singer was terrible. I was like, you can't do this to this song.
So, what was the boyfriend's role in the band?
I think he was the guitar player, and he was pretty good. He started going off in some Rush, started playing some Rush, but the chick would poo-poo it. She'd turn around, ixnay,
Oh, the chick singer?
Yeah, they were doing some Heart tunes and...
Oh, see, they got to lose her.
Yeah.
And she was no good?
I can get
them a better singer. I know some chick singers, man.
Ooh, Barracuda! And the drummer's like... I was like, oh, shit.
And I feel bad
for people like that, you know?
Well, did they have a MySpace page, One Night Stand?
I don't know. I didn't check it out.
We could maybe pull some audio.
I would recommend the band. I had to do a Jägermeister shot.
It was that bad?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was trying to get the wife to do more, man. Come on, let's do another shot.
I can't remember the last time I saw a bad band. A horrible band.
Yeah. So then we had, of course, you know, the regular football day. All day football.
The Bears 3-0, John.
3-0. And the U.S. World Champions not again in the Ryder Cup. What is with the American teams when it comes to world sports? They can't win any.
I don't know. Who knows?
I mean, the guys who are all on the Ryder Cup this year from America, they won a combination of 36 tournaments to like 24 of the Europeans. And as teammates, they just can't do it. I think that Europeans, they just get so...
home court advantage, maybe?
Well, that could be it. Oh, the other thing I think was this bullshit story that came out about... Tiger Woods' wife being a porn star or showing up in a porn mag or something, and he got pissed off and went off on this magazine in Ireland. It was an Irish magazine, and they apologized about it. But I think they were trying to get into his head because they were having the Ryder Cup there in Ireland, and they didn't want him to get some momentum going because he's coming off of some really kick-ass majors that he's been winning. So it's just like the basketball players, man. They lost too.
To the Greeks. The Greeks. Yeah, I don't even follow that crap anymore. Here's what I'm into. Soccer, man. I can't wait for the World Cup next 3 years from now, 4 years from now.
I know. That was kind of cool. That was a little bit of little addicting. That really started to get me in, you know, all the banter going on, the forums and stuff and all that shite.
Shite.
And even the some of the German colleagues I have with the company I work at, they were really into it. And, of course, you couldn't fucking reach them for anything. IT support, forget it. Nobody was there because they were all in the town that a lot of the games were at.
Nice.
So, matches. Do they call them matches?
Where's the World Cup going to be in 4 years?
Match.
Do you know?
I don't know.
We should
have
go.
To look it up. Yeah?
Well,
I don't know. Stefan C. said somebody threw a dart in his friend's back while they were leaving the stadium.
Ow.
Once. A pub dart. Oh, fuck. We throw jarts here at our stadiums. That's how tough we are.
Yeah.
Fucking lawn darts. We don't throw no darts. We throw jarts. You ever see a jart?
Of course. Used to play jarts, man. And Wheeling.
We used to like whip them really high in the air to see how far they go, you know, into the ground. And this girl that lived across the street from us, they were playing with these jarts at a family gathering. And we happened to play together, and we were doing that same thing. And they kind of took that game that we were playing, whipping the jarts way up in the air, and their cousins did the same thing. And one of them went, thunk, right at the top of one of this girl's skull.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did it bounce off?
Sight.
Or
impale? No, it embedded.
Oh.
In her skull. She just had to have stitches. But cracked it good.
Yeah. And that's probably why we don't have jarts anymore.
Right.
You can't get jarts at
well,
your local
you ever
Kmart.
Heard those like bomby sticks or whatever they throw in the pool? And they have a weight on one end and they kind of stick up in the water and you dive for them and pick mm-hmm. them up.
Right, right.
And some kid jumped in the pool, didn't know one of those sticks were in there
oh.
and went right up his a-hole.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait. Oh, come on.
I'm serious. Look it up. Look it up. Look it
no,
up.
That's what they just tell the doctors when they no. get there, right? They make up those stories. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, he pulled a swimming suit over the bombie stick after, after it was in his ass. Here, cut a hole in my suit and then pull it over. Oh, ow, 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 ow.
Because you've heard those stories, right?
Yeah.
With light bulbs, root beer bottles.
root beer. The 2 liter plastic bottles? Those gotta hurt like hell.
Well, here's what I did, John.
You did one too?
No. Last Friday, I went and purchased the DVD of Star Wars Episode 4. Then over the
Which
course
one?
Of the week.
The collector's edition?
I don't know. Who knows?
It with came the two with, DVDs?
Yeah, it came two DVDs.
I did too, man. I did too.
All right.
That's fucking out of sight.
Did it you has, watch it?
Yeah, it has the original 1977 release on it, man.
Yeah, I didn't watch that yet. I didn't even know. I just bought the DVD. We stick the DVD in because Emma never saw the movie, right?
You saw the Jabba the Hutt.
So we're watching.
What
I'm
the
like, what
fuck?
The? What's going in? Even in some scenes, they digitally put some things in
yeah.
some current scenes that were already there. So that was kind of screwing me
they
up because I haven't
it.
Seen it for like 20 years. But and I'm watching this thing, and so we ended up throughout the week we watched 4, 5, and 6.
Yeah.
And we just watched 6 yesterday. And Emma is totally into this. She wants to be something for Halloween.
Princess Leia.
She doesn't know what yet. She thinks she wants me to be either Darth Vader or Obi-Wan Kenobi. And she wants Brody or her little brother to be Yoda.
I'm going
to
be Jack Porkins. Jack Porkins, he's Red 6. He's the first one to die. The Y-Wing that crashes into the Death Star at the end.
Jack Porkins.
Jack Porkins.
So did you watch the DVDs?
I absolutely, not all of them. I watched the episode 4, New Hope, on Saturday, yesterday.
Yeah, we watched the first one, or the number 4, and yeah. I said, okay, we got to go get Empire Strikes Back because...
That's better, right?
Well, yeah, that's my favorite one.
Yeah.
And then we ended up getting the last one.
I'm thinking that's my favorite, too.
And what? Now, this, what is his, Luke Skywalker? What is his name? His real name?
Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill. What the hell happened to that guy?
I don't know.
But the guy really can't act at all. And, but the guy's good looking, right?
Yeah.
And then what happened? He got in a car accident or something, didn't he?
Right.
And just smashed his entire face. So the opening of Empire Strikes Back, he gets smacked by that abominable snowman.
Yeah, to make it look like.
To make it look like. But, and what was it, a car accident? He was doing like 90 when he shouldn't have been or something like that? Stupid ass.
I thought these smelled bad on the outside.
Yeah, he's horrible. Horrible! Oh, I found out my wife, her favorite movie character of all time is Han Solo.
Really?
Yeah, and I asked, I said, so,
wow.
Okay, Han Solo or Indiana Jones? Because me, if I'm a woman, I'm all over Indiana Jones.
Yeah, no, she likes the scoundrel.
Solo. Yeah, she likes
That's
the scoundrel.
That's why she married you.
Possibly. Could be, possibly. I'm an Indiana Jones kind of guy. She's a Han Solo kind of guy.
Han.
What did I say?
Yeah, that's right.
Han.
It's a fucked up name. I just say
Han.
What's your name? Han. What was his whole name, though?
Who knows?
Han Aloysius or something? Or
I don't know, but I got to tell you the huge mistake they made in the third one.
Yeah, what's that?
Was taking Darth Vader's mask off.
Yeah?
They shouldn't have done that.
Why?
It's just everything you thought about, every preconception or notion you had about Darth Vader went right out the window when they took the mask off.
You saved me. That's why I say you should go as Darth Vader, but the dying Darth Vader. All pale.
With my brain sticking out the back.
You don't got to worry about it if you even get a tan, because the most you tan is like antique white.
Right. That's from my English ancestry.
Check out my tan. What kind of tan is that? It's off-white.
My off-white tan, yeah.
My antique white tan.
And then those, what are those things, those little fur balls called at the end?
The, not the Jawas, the, I forget what the fuck, Tribbles? No, that's Star Trek. I don't know, I hated them so much, I wanted them all to be dead.
Yeah, yeah.
But they changed the music at the end, so they weren't playing it, yup. Whatever that stupid song was they were playing at the end of the movie. Yeah, what are they called? Ewoks.
Ewoks, right. Yeah. And what a letdown the whole end of the movie is. Okay, so they destroy this stuff, and now what are they're going to live happily ever after on planet Ewok?
I like that Chinese black guy that was like flying with Lando. At the end in
Millennium. Yeah,
that was great. And so then and then they insert Christian Hayden or Hayden Christensen.
Oh yeah, what was that?
That was terrible. But you got to see the new collection, because if you get the new collector's edition, they have put in on the second disc, the original theatrical releases.
Right. So if you ruin one disc, you always have the other one.
You have the better one. I mean, I watched the original theatrical release, and it was so much better. The sound wasn't as good, but it was so much better in regards to the way the story followed along. The fucking scene with Jabba in the hangar when they go to the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah.
What the fuck was that? And he's lean. You could tell he's a big cartoon.
Right.
And, I'm like, come on.
And Han Solo's kind of looking a little bit off. Like he's trying to look him in the eye, but he's, because he's not looking at really anything, and they can't really line it up right.
As he walks around the back of him, he steps on his tail, but all he did was like move his body up higher, you know? Like,
right.
Whatever. It didn't look like he stepped up on anything. It was so terrible.
Oh, and the other thing is, you know, in today, you cannot turn on a TV show without a homosexual character on it, can you, John? Now, I didn't do any research, but I'm asserting here now, John,
Yeah.
That C-3PO was the first queer.
Really?
To make it big time.
No, Phelps thinks that
John and Scott are a bunch of
fag enabling fools.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we've only been around for a year and a half.
Fred Phelps says that.
So what I'm saying is C-3PO opened the doors for you and me, John.
Oh!
To be able to broadcast, and it opened the door for Will and Grace and all those other Queer Eye for the Straight Guy and all that stuff. Because C-3PO was the original.
The original gay robot?
Right. Gay character as a robot. So nobody can complain because he's a robot.
How do you know he was gay?
Come on.
They don't even have penises. He's all shiny and smooth down there.
He's totally queer.
Even the female. He's a protocol droid.
Communicate in over 6 million languages, but yet he still speaks with a faggot lisp.
He's like a butler. He's got like the butlers.
Queer, John. Queer.
Oh, how typical. All right. Well, we got to take it on to the second episode. We're at 40 already.
Second part, man.
Second part.
Second part of episode 69.
Then we'll start cranking it up.
Crank it up.
Maybe we'll play something. We'll play a tune.
All right.
Yeah,
that's our new tradition. Okay. So, hey, hold it. Let's talk a little bit about that. New tradition. We play a tune at the start of part two.
Right.
Is this also a tradition that we don't rehearse it at all? We just play?
Right. Okay. You throw it at me and I'll...
I'll throw it at you and you play it.
Play drums.
All right. Then.
Okay. We'll be back. Thank you for listening to part one of AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. Part two is just a click away.